But then Sobers, who else, supported by the tail, scored 113 not out in over 6 hours. He declared at 391 for 9, leaving England 159 to win on what Brian Johnston described at the time as a pitch of chasms.
England 19 for 2, a very tense game of cricket going on here at Sabina Park. Barrington on 13, Edrich on 6, Boycott, Bowles, Sobers in the first over for no score, and Cowdrey, LBW in the same over for no score. And in comes Griffiths now to bowl to Barrington. Up he comes, bowls to Barrington. Barrington plays him around to square leg, but they better not take a run because Gibbs is right there and very quickly on to it. Sobers with the ball, tossing it to Stephen Kamash, who passes it on to Charlie Griffiths. On the leg side now, we've got Hall down in the long leg boundary. Well, no, it's the right hand, it's a Hall man, and Holford is in the gully. Kamash is in the covers. England 19 for 2. And Charlie Griffiths bowling to Barrington. Griffiths coming up now, and he bowls to Barrington, and Barrington hit on the pad, and a field for LBW is out! Barrington is out, LBW. A strong appeal from wicketkeeper Murray and Charlie Griffiths and Canna at first slip, and Barrington is out, LBW, and England are 19 for 3.
Well,
Al Valentine.
Well, that's it, a good ball, very good ball. That ball was pitched well up, it moved a bit, and had Barrington there missing, and hit him in front. And as we said, if Charlie keeps this ball up to the batsman, he'll have a much better chance of getting wicket than when he's back pitching or trying to bowl these bouncers.
Tom Graveney coming in now, and England in a terrible, because play can go on till 5:30 this afternoon, light providing, and 75 minutes of play can be had tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And England, who are faced to get 159 runs in 155 minutes, have got 19 of them in about 32 minutes and have lost 3 top batsmen.
Hall replaced Sobers, and there was no respite for England. Tony Kosier.
Edrich pulling on his cap. Looks down at Hall, who has this very long run up from the far end, so that he's no more than 12 yards inside the boundary when he goes back to the sight screen at the northern end, and now comes in past umpire saying you and bowls to Edrich, and Edrich lets it go by down the leg side, taken by Murray. Edrich just moving into his wicket, and the ball keeping a bit low and moving down the leg side, and Murray made a good take. 19-4-3, Edrich has 6. And if there's one thing about John Edrich, he has tremendous determination. He will fight to the bitter end. He's played several valuable innings for England, including 96 in the first inning. In this match, he has 6 now. Left-hander facing Wes Hall. Over the wicket, Hall bowls to... And he bowled him! He's stayed on! Edrich has stayed on! England have lost their fourth wicket for 19. A ball outside the off stump came off the bottom edge of Edrich's bat and shot into the stump, and Edrich bowled by Hall for 6, and England have lost their fourth wicket for 19 runs.
In the extra time on the next day, D'Oliveira and David Brown were hanging on at 68 for 7 with time running.
Just about 4 minutes of play left. And Sobers again into bowl to Brown. And Sobers is threw him outside the off stump. Murray takes it. Brown, I think, did offer a stroke, but he didn't make contact. And in comes Sobers again to bowl to Brown. And Brown plays no stroke. It's outside the off stump. Not forcing Brown to play a stroke. And Sobers again into bowl to Brown. And he's bowled him! Brown is bowled, he's York. Well, my goodness, 68 for 8. Sobers has knocked Brown's middle stumps out of the ground, and the game is over. The game is drawn as D'Oliveira is walking in now. What a game of cricket this has been.
By our watch up here, we made it about 3 minutes to go, so more batsmen could have come in our found time.
Yes, I believe and over should be completed.
Kanai is talking with the two umpires.
No.
And Griffith is talking with them too, but they've lifted the bales.
Yeah.
And Douglas Sang-Hugh says that the play must go on. He's calling them back, but they're not paying any attention to it.
That's
as I said, by our watch, there was 3 minutes to go, which means that another wicket could have fallen.
Yeah.
And the last over must be completed.
Be completed.
How many balls were left?
There
were two balls left to go and two wickets to fall, but the West Indies team are walking in now, followed by the umpires. D'Oliveira is not out 13. Brown has just been bowled by Sobers. England are 68 for 8. The game has been drawn, and as I said, what a test match this has been.